With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Former President Trump wants to hire 10,000 additional Border Patrol agents and give them a $10,000 retention and signing bonus. It's the latest plan aimed at highlighting unauthorized crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border during the Biden-Harris administration. In North Carolina yesterday, Vice President Harris spoke at a largely black church. She called out Trump for spreading misinformation about the government's hurricane response. Also at SRNnews.com, over the weekend, police arrested a Nevada man with two guns and fake passports at a security checkpoint. It happened outside Donald Trump's rally in Southern California. Here's Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco.
As he got to the inside perimeter where deputies were conducting, obviously, a more thorough evaluation of the vehicles that were coming in, there were many irregularities that popped up. The deputy noticed that the interior of the vehicle was in quite disarray. The vehicle had an obviously fake license plate, and that prompted further investigation from our deputy into why the person was there and what he was doing.
Authorities say the incident did not impact the safety of the former president or those attending the rally. Residents in the southeast continue to cope with the aftermath of hurricanes Helene and Milton. In North Carolina, Arts AVL Executive Director Katie Cornell says Asheville's arts district was destroyed.
The loss is devastating. An estimated 80% of the district is destroyed. For perspective, the River Arts District included 26 warehouses and was home to 300 artists.
The Lebanese Red Cross says an Israeli airstrike in northern Lebanon killed at least 18 people. This is SRN News. Two popular evangelists are hitting the road. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on that.
Franklin Graham is scheduled to hold his final International Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam on December 3rd and 4th. He's already been to Mexico, Poland, Italy, and the United Kingdom this year. His son, Will Graham, will wrap up his globetrotting in Canada with a gospel celebration in Grand Prairie on November 8th and 9th. He's been to Australia and Portugal this year. Both men have several foreign trips planned for 2025. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge will not let the state's near-total ban on abortion stand while the state appeals a ruling striking down the law. Last month, the judge ruled the state's abortion restrictions are unconstitutionally vague and that pregnant women have a fundamental right to abortion up until the unborn baby is viable. North Dakota's abortion ban made the procedure a felony. This is SRN News. Police in France say four people have died in a car crash after their Tesla vehicle reportedly hit a road sign and caught fire.
A local police spokesman said the exact circumstances of the weekend crash near the city of Niort were still to be determined and an investigation was underway. He said there were no witnesses, making the investigation complicated. He said the driver and three passengers were burned beyond recognition.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A train operator is dead and more than a dozen passengers injured after a commuter train struck a tree on the tracks this morning. New Jersey Transit says the accident occurred shortly after 6 a.m. There were 36 passengers aboard the Riverline train. Nearly half were treated for injuries, although not considered to be life-threatening. Train service was suspended in both directions. More details at SRNnews.com.